Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I'll be short and simple tonight because, yes, I got another postcard. This one was sent to Gloria Jane. Gloria Jane, you have no idea how much I miss your smile. Please let me see it again. Love, Dad. You know, there was something, I had several pictures of Gloria Jane, and when I was looking through them, there's just something about her smile that really got to me, and that's why I sent her the card. And obviously, you know, she's the one who sent me various things now many years ago. That was, you know, this dad loves his girls, including Gloria Jane, Susanna, Julia, Tirza, and Erica Lee. But speaking of families, you know, again, one of the things I've mentioned that I believe what a lot of, especially the major news organizations do, I don't think it's done as much in the U.S. anymore, but Al Jazeera and RT, because those are the two that I see the most of, is they will try to do a lot of stories where they have a lot of credibility so that they can do other stories. This is really true with Al Jazeera. I don't know how strong it is with RT, but I do think, you know, they do a number of stories that talk about the distortion of Western culture, not only in the U.S., but in Europe too. You know, I mentioned the one that I saw that I thought was very profound, the I Want My Sex Back, talking about all the transgender stuff. And they did this a couple of years ago, and they make the U.S. look really bad because, again, it's depravity. And, you know, that's one of the things that has been pushed by, you know, a lot of people in Russia about the depravity of the West, and they don't want it, which makes good sense. But there's another country that is trying to control their culture, and that was China, obviously. And one of the things, and I do think there is a lot of distortion on this story, but it's about the Uyghur Muslims in the western part of China and the camps that they have. You know, I did a lot of study years ago on the Laogai, Arbeit macht frei, the labor camps, and which are huge in China. I mean, at the time, I forget how many millions of people, I mean, literally millions of people are working in these labor camps. You know, there's obviously been changes and whatnot, but it seems to be that a lot of it has moved to the western part of the country. So it's not as obvious, my guess is. You know, it was this story about the one gentleman who was working in a factory, because apparently, like, there's a city, and one of their functions is they work basically all year producing wrapping paper and things of that nature for Christmas, mostly for the Western market. And that's all they do. And they have a huge number of people who do this, and they're enslaved. And one gentleman on some sort of wrapping stuff and whatnot carefully wrote a message inside some of the boxes or whatever. And I think it happened twice. I think it was a woman in Arizona, and I think maybe in Washington State, got this box of paper, opened it up, and found the message. And it kind of like, oh my. And somehow, I think there was actually contact between the two. I don't remember the details of the story, but either way, it's kind of like, hi, you're wrapping your present with something that I put together for you, and I'm enslaved. You know, it's like, you know, eating your cocoa from slave labor. But of course, they don't have the ability to write that. But anyway, you can find huge images of these training camps, as they call them, for the Uyghurs in Western. I mean, these are huge. And a lot of the images come out, and videos, there's been satellite images, there's been some drone footage that was Does not go over well. And of course, there's a whole lot of security there. You can't go there without being questioned. Why are you there? But so there are a lot of things happening there. But, you know, one of the things I respect is there's an effort to preserve the culture. And this is being done in several places outside, in nearby countries. But Al Jazeera just did a story that I'll leave you the link for where Turkey is. And of course, Turkey is, you know, there is the Erdogan has a reputation of trying to rebuild the Ottoman Empire, you know, dominated by Islam. So the idea of reaching out to the Muslim community within China makes good sense. So his motivation may not be simply out of compassion, but there is apparently a good bit of effort, and this document, this short little 3-minute thing or whatever it was, talked about a school that had, I think it said 160 kids, that they have family in these labor camps, otherwise known as prisons. And, you know, I'll leave you some of the pictures, because the thing that is fascinating to me is, and I think I'll use this guy's picture, because behind him you can see, the Islamic crescent. And, because they are trying to preserve the language, the culture, and Islam. It's not that I would support Islam per se, but obviously the destruction of Islam by China, I would contend, is wrong. That's not the way you do it. You don't force it out of people. You proclaim the error. You do not go to destroy it. But the comment he has, we have not been able to communicate with our family members in any way. So they have that isolation. And this is an older man. But there is a couple of younger guys and a bunch of young people. But, you know, one guy says, I wish that they were with me, with my brothers, in reference to his parents, because they're imprisoned. And then, of course, there's the one, my father is at home, and I have no contact with him. My father is at home, and I have no contact with him. This is done by the Chinese government and my wife. My lady, I love you and I want you back.